Welcome to worship this morning. We welcome all in Jesus' precious name. And our invitations. Also, all need to join us for a cup of coffee in the small hall when we go there. After the service, it's a good time for a bit of fellowship, a chat together. Services, Christmas services, tomorrow at 7:30 are here, the family service. Quarter past 11 here at Livingston for the watch night service. On Christmas morning, 10:30, back here again. And it's a chance for folk to share and to show presence. The great thing to do is to see some presence, hope for it. We have worship next Sunday at 10:30, the shared worship. It says you and I will be bring your own soup bowl and spoon, please. The idea of having a soup and sandwich is part of the service. Much better if you bring your own bowl. There will be bowls, if you forget. The lovely to eat with your hands. But you remember to bring your own bowl and spoon. That will be the hall at the 10:30 on Sunday. Mary Wilson's collecting new stamps for the Bible Society. If you have any, you have to hand them to Mary or directly on the table on the rest of the day. This is a general information for the Swiss Maritime Museum for the Rural History Project. If you've got any connection from the area, people who want to work in the area, connection to maritime or marine industry, they would like to hear from you. So there's more information on the slides. And if you speak to yourself, I think you also have a full information sometimes, and you can share that with you. As of the 6th of January next year, that's only 2 weeks away, 10 o'clock at our year, and all we're getting here is the regular times for worship in 2019. So the joint meeting of elders, for lunch that I have here on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock in our dear church. This is to meet with the Safe Buildings Officer from the Church of Scotland. He's coming to look at both buildings and then wants to speak to all the elders. That takes roughly an hour, 7 to 8. Our dear church session needs to stay longer after us to have for the usual weekend, for this weekend. Come then. As we begin our worship, let's pray. Most powerful Holy Spirit, come down upon us and subdue us. From heaven to the ordinary, to the glorious, and glory seems but ordinary. Bear us with the brilliance of your light, light of you. Amen. As we are gathered, Jesus is here. Let's rise to the Lord. Joy. The light lit in the candles of hope and peace again as we remember that Christ will come again and bring us everlasting peace and joy.
The fourth candle of Advent is the candle of love. Its light is meant to remind us of the love that God has for us.
Jesus shows us God's perfect love. Is God's love in human form.
Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Love is patient, love is kind, and envies no one. Love is never boastful or conceited, rude or selfish. Love is not quick to take offence. It keeps no records of wrongs. It does not gloat over other people's troubles, but rejoices in the right, the good, and the true. There is nothing that love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith, to its hope, to its endurance. Love never ends.
We light this candle today to remind us of how God's perfect love is found in Jesus.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your gift of love, shown to us perfectly in Jesus Christ our Lord. Help us prepare our hearts to receive him. Bless our worship. Help us to hear and do your word. We ask it in the name of the one born in Bethlehem. Amen.
Let's continue to pray. Let's join our hearts and our minds together as we pray. Loving God, we remember this day how you prepared the way for your coming. To your servant Abraham, you promised blessing for all the world through his offspring. To your prophets, you spoke your word, promising the Messiah would come bringing peace, justice and deliverance for all your people. To Elizabeth and Zechariah, you promised a son who would prepare the way of the Lord, making his way straight to the in the wilderness. To Mary, you promised a child who would be called Emmanuel, God with us, born to save his people from their sins. And through John the Baptist, you announced the fulfillment of these prophecies in the person of Jesus, the light of the world, shining in the darkness. You promise us that Christ will come again. Prepare our hearts for his coming. Loving God, you spoke your word to so many, yet when the time came and Jesus was born, so few were ready to receive him. He was a word made flesh, but was accused of blasphemy. He offered life to the world, but was put to death on the cross. He came to his own people, and they would not receive him. You promise us that Christ will come again. We pray that you prepare our hearts for his coming. Loving God, help us as we remember his birth, life, death and resurrection, to be ready to receive him, not just when he comes again, but each day into every part of our lives. Help us to read your words with new insight, to offer you our living worship, and to turn from all that is wrong and faithless in our lives. Help us to focus on what's central to the season, not the trappings with which we surround it. Help us to open our hearts and minds to the guidance of your Holy Spirit and respond to his prompting. Help us to follow in the way of Christ, loving him as he loved us. You promise us that Christ will come again. We pray, Lord, that you would prepare our hearts for his coming. Hear us now as we pray together, using the words that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God.
As we come to the point of our baptism, the sacrament of baptism, let's worship God, singing Amazing Grace. bring strength, rain, bring healing, the rest of the baptismal packet up onto the chancel. When Jesus was baptized in the waters of the Jordan, the Spirit of God came upon him. His baptism was completed through his dying and rising again. Our baptism is a sign of dying to sin and rising to new life in Christ. It's Christ himself who baptizes us. By the Spirit of Pentecost, he makes us members of his body, the Church, and he calls us to share his ministry in the world. By water and the Holy Spirit, God claims us as his own, washes us from sin, and sets us free from the power of death. In this sacrament, the love of God is offered to each one of us. Though we cannot understand and explain it, we are called to accept that love with the openness and trust of a child. In baptism, Bailey is assured of the love that God has for her, and the sign and seal of the Holy Spirit's place upon her. I'm a question for you both. Certainly not for you, Ellie, because she's going to ask that question. In presenting Ellie for baptism, he's highly receiving the afterlife of Christ as a member of his body, the Church. We receive the teaching of the Christian faith, which we confess in the Apostles' Creed. So the congregation, please stand and share our faith together in the Apostles' Creed, the words are on the screen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of the Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, descended to the dead, on the third day he rose again, descended to heaven, is seated
of Calvary, pride at the last, is accomplished.
you to triumph over death and rose again in newness of life, for you to ascend to reign at God's right hand. All this he did for you, really, but you do not know it yet. So the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God loves us first. Let's stand to sing. The Lord bless you. Thank you.
Father, and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever.
Amen.
Amen. As we sing, he's got the whole world in his hands, guided by the verses that there'll be any mention of alien amongst all that. So let's stand to sing. He's got the whole world in his hands. We continue with our offering. I suppose at this point there's a couple of things I need to say. We technical hitch with the microphone, not sure what's going on, so I'll just push myself across here. The other thing, I had a technical hitch with a cough and lost the button before the service started, so the collar was just sitting in gently, so I've removed it. And since I've gone in form, I thought I'd take the jacket off as well. Let's be casual. As we present our offerings, and we also think of our prayers for others. These things we pray for normally every week from our Drossin Presbytery prayer cycle. Pray for Camori, linked with Lamlash on Arran, the Reverend Lily McKinnon. And they're part of Camori, Lamlash are part of Path of Renewal. And the mentor for Lamlash is the Reverend David Clarkson from Prestwick. The Crossreach prayer diary for today is Daisy Chain Early Years Project in Govan Hill in Glasgow. This uses play-based interventions to improve the lives and life chances of children under 8 and also provides support and advice to parents. For Path of Renewal, pray for Trinent Parish Church, the minister there, the Reverend Erica Wishart, and her mentor, the Reverend Robin Hill. And things of concern, just a note of overnight, that at least 168 people have been killed and 745 injured after tsunami hit the coast on Indonesia's Sunda Strait. So just to keep an eye on that and keep prayer around that. Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we call on your name. We pray that you would restore us and revive us. We long for your kingdom to come in our world and to flood with truth and love the delusion, the hopelessness and terror which traps the human spirit and chokes its potential joy. We call on your name, O Lord. Restore us and revive us. Come into the daily relationships we take, so easily take for granted, and enable us to value one another, delighting in one another's richness and responding to one another's needs with love. We call on your name, our Heavenly Father. Restore us and revive us. Lord, you know the need and pain of those we love and worry about. As you look after them, give them the sense of your caring presence to uphold and sustain them. Heavenly Father, we call on your name. Restore us and revive us. Lord, for us death can seem so cruel. Give us a better understanding of eternity and gather into your kingdom all those whose earthly journey has come to an end. We call on your name. Lord God Almighty, restore us and revive us. Thank you, Lord of hope, for the way you surprise us with peace, with joy, with love. And show us the extraordinary and the wonderful in the ordinary things of life. Father, we bring to you our prayers. Those that are on our minds and our hearts. Those prayers we struggle with. Merciful Father, accept all these prayers for the sake of and in the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we sing our next carol, there'll be a fair bit of work going on at the front here as we try and get things sorted for the Jam Club to do their nativity part. See in yonder manger low. Let's worship.
it's this time of year again when the Jam Club does their nativity, and as we're down to three, I was racking my brains and going, right, I've got Mary and Joseph and maybe an angel. Matter of fact, I haven't even got that, it'd have to be a boy angel. So I was thinking and racking my brains, what can we do, what can we do? And of course, we've done puppet ministry. So I discovered Bethlehem Rhapsody. Now, we've had to get two volunteers, so thank you very much to Mrs. Reed for volunteering, and Alexander, and of course a big thank you to Jean Galloway, because if you hadn't made me my puppets, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing now. We've had several practices, so fingers crossed it all goes to plan. The extra side, you won't know that there's been a mistake if there is one, so fingers crossed it'll all go, and we're ready to go.
Is this the real birth? Is it nativity? Caught in a census in the town of his ancestry. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
He's just a poor boy, foretold by prophecy.
Because the wise men come, wise men go, angels high, shepherds low.
This is how God's love shows.
It's a wondrous story to me.
But he told her not to fear. Mary, now it's just begun. Your son is gonna wash our sins away. Mary, ooh, the God who reigns on high has sent his son. Of a sheep.
Shepherds watch over their flocks at night time.
Angels shout like lightning, very, very frightening me.
Peace on earth, peace on earth, unto you is born this day.
Hey. I'm just a shepherd, nobody loves me.
He's just a shepherd from a far family.
Wise men come, wise men go, will Herod let him live?
Hey, Herod, no, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Hey, Herod, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Hey, Herod, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Will not let him live.
Better go.
Will not let him live.
Better go.
Go, 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 go.
Mary, Joseph, Mary, Joseph.
Mary, Joseph, better go to Egypt now. God has saved your son, prepare for me.
Calvary to die. Oh, Jesus,
God the glory. It's a wondrous story to me.
Went better than planned. Just leave it. Right. Just leave everything. Leave them. Right. Typical.
Thank you. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Then the angel said to me, Write this, Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God. At this I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers and sisters who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for it is the spirit of prophecy who bears testimony to Jesus.
Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we turn to you. I ask you now for the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus by your Spirit to rest upon every mind in this place, in order that the perception of what I say will be heard, received, applied as you intend. Cleanse my tongue, that I'll be your transparent instrument to say everything that needs to be said, nothing that doesn't need to be said. I pray that it will be very, very clear and that this will bring great honour and glory to your name. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. First of all, can I thank again the Jam Club for bringing that nativity to us in such a different way that it starts to kind of leave a trace in our minds and our memories. And it's an experience that we can call on again and again. It's a reminder of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, but it's also part of a love story, a greater love story than sometimes we give it all credit for. This is a story of a couple betrothed, engaged to be married when the time is right. But when we go back and look at the story, we can start with Mary and Joseph. As was custom then, they were betrothed to each other at an early age by their parents. Their betrothal, their engagement, is a binding arrangement which could only be broken by some form of divorce. So it wasn't just as we might regard an engagement that if it breaks off for any reason, that's kind of the end of the matter. No, this one had to be a formal action that brought the betrothal, the engagement, to a close. And any unfaithfulness was considered to be adultery. On the day of the wedding, when that day came, the groom would go to the bride's house and take her to his own house, where the celebrations would begin and last for several days. And when we start to look at our scriptures, is there a why Mary and Joseph? Why then? Why them? Well, they were called. They were chosen by God. Not just as a man and a woman, a boy and a girl who were there, but actually people who have connections down through the generations that go through David and go through the royal family. But you know, their big issue, their big problem, was that this pregnancy, any pregnancy in their engagement, was seen by everyone as being wrong. So it wasn't just a problem for Joseph, it was a huge problem for Mary as well. So in many ways, life became a bit messy when these angels appeared. The angel appeared and said, Do not be afraid, because I'm about to do something that will make you very afraid and difficult. There's a bit of a problem for them and how they deal with that. And they deal with that by responding to God, by being obedient to his word. And we get to the point of Jesus being born in a stable because there wasn't a guest room. His bed was a feeding trough into the stone, and he was born into mess and chaos. Wasn't from the comfort of their own home it was born into. It was into mess and chaos. If you think of all these animals around, all the people around, everything that's going on, it was born into mess and chaos. However we like to remember the story is not the end. This birth is not the end. It's not even the beginning. It's part of a love story. It's part of a love story that starts at creation. And we read it right through. We can read it right through to Revelation, to where we are today in Scripture. And there's only another couple of chapters after that to the end of Scripture. This is the love story. This is all part of the love story. The love that God has for his people, for his chosen people, for his creation. It's a start in many ways. This is this new covenant beginning. And although we didn't see it and always we'd recognize it, and certainly people didn't recognize it, Jesus was betrothed to the church. The church that was also born on the day of Jesus' birth. And what we see in these nativity scenes is just the start of a new covenant, of a new way. As we follow that love story through Scripture, we see Jesus who lives on earth as a boy and a man. We see him betrayed, humiliated, crucified, buried, risen again, ascended to be with the Father, and then to come again to rule and reign over all the world. This is the love story. This is the love story of a God who loves us and loved us first. And it's a love story which is conveyed to us through Scripture. And you know, there's only two commands. There's only two things: to love God and to love your neighbour. That's it. To love God and to love your neighbour. And Scripture starts to bring that out for us. Details it out for us. There's the Ten Commandments. The first four are about love God, and the rest six are about loving your neighbour. We see it in Jesus' example and the way Scriptures are written, the letters are written, outline a way of life. The way. The people at the time after Jesus' death referred to followers of Jesus as followers of the way. And so here we are. The way has been chosen. Well, let's move forward a wee bit. Let's come to this reading in Revelation. Jesus is the groom. There's an angel that's speaking to John in his vision, giving him all this information, saying all this. But Jesus is the groom. And the groom is now ready to come to the bride's house to collect his bride, the church. This is the love story coming together. The bride is ready, fine linen. Bright and clean for righteous acts. Not to say that all good works earn us salvation, but actually the righteous acts of a church who follows the way, follows Christ. And blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper to the Lamb. Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. That's us, the individuals of the church. Imagine being at that feast, at that celebration, where Jesus, the groom, comes to the house of the church, his church, his bride and takes his church to his own place. And there's celebrations. The vision goes on to tell of evil defeated by the word, described later on in Revelation 19 as the sword come out of the mouth of the rider and the horse. What wonderful scenes. What huge scenes of love, which depict Jesus on a horse coming to his church, coming to rule and reign over the world again, forever. But even here, we see John succumbing to temptation, and he bows down to worship the angel. You know, we're reminded that even at a time when we can think this is the whole thing, we worship the wrong thing. When we miss Jesus Christ, when we worship something else instead. This is a love story. And you know, Advent and Christmas, it's not about looking back, remembering, or not just about looking back and remembering. We do that, we look at the story, the Nativity story, and all its messiness and all its chaos. But actually, it's about looking forward to Jesus coming again. Our preparations to be part of that bride, to be ready for the groom. Is the bride ready for the groom? Because you know, the marriage won't happen until it's right, till the time is right. So this is a love story. This is a love story of a God who loves the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, so all who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal love. It's a love story, and it's a promise and a hope and assurance that can bring us peace and joy. And for Ailey, it's a promise for all her life. The God who loves her, holds her, covers her, as he does each one of us, as we turn to believe him and to follow him all the days of our lives. It's a love story for all who believe and are called to be his disciples. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Angels from the realms of glory, let's stand to worship. just take a moment to remind you of the services tomorrow evening, 7:30 down at Ardeer, 11:15 here, 10:30 on Christmas Day. If I can't see you before Christmas, I wish you a very Merry Christmas. And now, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love and all whom you struggle to love this day and until Jesus comes again and then forevermore.